Okay, so we have on the line Toby Leflane and Gabe Matthews. How are you guys tonight?
Great.
Hey.
Really good.
Well, I wanted to have a quick podcast for our team. And first off, I want to congratulate Gabe Matthews, who just hit manager today. And we also have Toby Leflane, who won the MP3 video player for being the first one to enroll two distributors. So let's start with Gabe. How would you recommend somebody build a business like you're doing very part-time when basically what you do is you drive your van around and give estimates? How do you have time to send cards and how would somebody sign up?
Well, I use it for my business, and then a few people have just asked me, hey, how do you send me those cards? Or you seem like you're super busy. How do you have time to send cards? So I share with them how easy and convenient it is to send cards. And then they in turn then ask me, well, I want to use it because I want my life to be easier. And then I also rely on my coaches, you know, yourself and Toby, that you guys help me. And I've had questions or if people want to sign up, you guys are kind of helping me. If I don't have time to talk to someone, you guys are, you know, there for me to answer any questions that I have.
Okay, and I know in the past that you haven't been available. You were driving or on another line. Do you feel that three-way calling is important, or do you just have... I know some people feel like they're new, they can do it, but they seem to not have much of a good result. Is a three-way call important when somebody's first getting started?
Yeah, I mean, you don't know what to say, or you might know what question to ask, so if you have a three-way call, at least I can try to say as much as I can, and then if I didn't know, you know, the person on the other line could tune in, and then they could fill in where I didn't know what I was saying.
Well, we want to congratulate you. Toby, what do you think of Gabe hitting manager now? I thought I heard a wild jaguar in the background just now, and that's what I love about this business. It doesn't matter if you have kids in the background. People don't care. That's what a true home-based business is. You've proven that you can enroll somebody with a bunch of noise in the background because the product's so cool, it just doesn't matter. You don't have to be, in a suit and tie to be able to flourish in a business like this. Let's go over to Toby now. So, Toby, what did you do to get two distributors in the past week? Was it something that you just started working on all of a sudden? Or was it a process where you had people kind of in process and then they just come in when they're ready?
You're exactly right. With sending out cards, you don't sell. It's not a you're not forcing any issues. You're just consistent. And you send cards every day. You do the daily eight. You just use your discipline. One of the greatest tools I probably have is, for sure, is BNI, Business Networking International. And I show up every week, and I have if I have 30 or 40 salespeople for me in a way that are out, you know, talking about send out cards, or they hear somebody that might use it or might need it. And you're consistent, you answer questions, and you do follow up. Like, we had a BNI meeting today, and I sent cards out to the visitors. That's just what we do, just on an everyday basis, and eventually people come and sign up. Now, the one that signed up today started out as a retail account and was having so much fun with it. I wasn't quite sure if they wanted to maybe jump, get both feet in the water. And finally, after the confidence was built, they said, you know, I've got to get into this full-time as a distributor, and let's upgrade. So the one today was the upgrade, and the one a little while ago was just somebody I had been talking to for a long time, and they decided, you know, I'm ready now. Let's do it. So you just have to have a lot of things in the pipeline, and it's a good idea sometimes to even carry them around in your pocket on a list, and the old-fashioned way, not even on a phone. And it helps you kind of think about the people that you've talked to recently or you need to follow up with.
I agree. I think that came from MJ Durkin, if I don't if you don't mind admitting, right?
Absolutely right.
Yeah, so what you're hearing, guys, is that you don't need to be electronic. Sometimes a good old paper when you're driving, as long as it's safe, you have your Bluetooth, you're sitting in a parking lot, you may be at a doctor's appointment, it's a perfect time to get in touch with people. And Gabe, let's go back to Gabe for just a sec, because there was one thing that I know that you've done in the past that's really helped you get to where you are and send out cards on a very part-time basis. And it's the fact that you offer people, after you send a card to them and they receive it and they call you back or you call them, I remember you saying many times that you would say, how would you like to be able to do the same thing for your business? And isn't that a real easy way to get them just to ask for their opinion and get them to the website and send a card to somebody they love?
Yeah, well, I mean, I would say, you know, they would send a card and, you know, they would say, hey, I got your card. And I would just say, well, how cool do you think that is? And they're like, oh, it's really cool. And I would go along, well, you know, I sent the same card out to 150 people and it only took me like 30 seconds. And if I have a campaign set up, and they're like, you sent this nice of a card out to 130 people in less than 30 seconds, I have a hard time believing that. And then I go in with, well, if you'd love, then I can come by your office and show you how I do that. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, I mean, it takes a while. Sometimes they're busy, but they're like, yeah, I want you to share that with me.
That's awesome.
Whether they do it as a retail, wholesale, or entrepreneur, I mean, either way, it helps me out. So
awesome.
And then it makes, now they're connected with me. They're not going to go to some other referral source because I'm helping their business. So they kind of feel indebted to me that I'm helping them in a sense.
Well, good information. We'll keep this podcast short. Toby, I'll be handing you your winning prize tomorrow. And cool. Thanks for being on, guys. All right, you guys have a good night.
Congratulations, Kate. Take care. Thanks,
Al. All right, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.